All right. Now, Candy, why don't you start out by telling me a little bit about your background that led to you getting this position?
I'd love to. I started out, well, I grew up in the area. I grew up at Tina, graduated from Tina Avalon, and started out in education. I taught first grade at Tina Avalon for 3 years, and then I transferred to Cameron and did fifth grade there at the middle school for 4 years. And then my husband and I, Mark, who's from the area as well, we had our son. We have a daughter, Zoe, and our son, Alex. And so I decided to take a year off. And then this position came open, and working at the library has always been my dream job, so I was really excited.
Well, good for you. What is it about working at a library that made you want to do it so much?
Well, I feel really passionate about reading, having been a teacher myself, and just my own experience. When I was growing up, I spent a lot of time at the library, and it holds just very special memories for me. And so to be a part of a child's literacy and work in a library just made it the dream job for me.
All right. And when did you take over as children's librarian in Livingston County?
In August, August 1st.
And do you have any, I know, okay, you're very early in your career,
yes.
But do you have any plans for the children's section of the library now that you're there?
We do. We have some exciting things coming up. We just actually have a blog, and so that link will be on our Facebook, so they can look for it there. We will be starting a newsletter, which will be emailed out, and so if parents want to come in and get on the email list, that would be great. So we're going to either mail that out once a month. We're doing a family night on the 10th of every month, so we have a different theme every month, and then we have an upcoming story time in September and October on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock.
All right, great. And do you have any goals in mind as far as promoting literacy to more children or expanding the collection, anything like that?
We do. Of course, community outreach is always important to us. And so getting out there and working with the schools and the community and promoting ourselves on our website and our blog and connecting with the community in a variety of ways, of course, is important. Of course, we're always extending the collection, looking for the newest, funnest books for the children. So.
Okay, well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Let me think here. Well, I can give you my favorite quote, which is by Dr. Seuss.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, you are, hold on, let me look here. Let me make sure I have it right. You are never too old, too wacky or wild to pick up a book and read to a child. So that's just kind of always been my motto at school and with my own children.